This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it. Hello, people who listen to our podcast.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, we so appreciate it.
I have been on r/letsnotmeet a little bit lately, and I found a story for us.
Oh, perfect.
Quite interesting.
It's posted by,
yes, we do. It's posted by Tamira is Redditing, and the title is "A Panhandler Followed Me Through Every City, Convinced We Were Dating. When I went to stay with my brother, he came to, quote, rescue me."
Oh.
Here we go.
This is about to be juicy.
Mm-hmm. "Wendell was a panhandler near my college. I always gave him my change when I had extra. Usually, I keep a hard rule not to give money to individuals because I give it to known local charities instead, where I can be sure the money is going to a specific cause. This one panhandler, though, he always sang opera music, quite beautifully, all things considered. Even though it was clear he was begging for money due to poverty and homelessness, not busking for tips, I always thought it was admirable that he was trying to perform a service in exchange for the money. And I don't like carrying coins, so gave what I could. It wasn't much, barely a dollar each time.
Okay.
I would occasionally strike up conversations with Wendell, even if I didn't have any money for him. He likes to make students laugh with funny impressions or jokes. He was a bit older. I'm an undergrad. He was probably in his 40s or 50s. So we'd mostly have quick chats about the news or the weather or whatever. Nothing deep.
Okay.
Sometimes he'd randomly share something so intimate that I'd feel obligated to reciprocate with something at least superficially personal. For example, he'd blurt out that he almost went to college on a baseball scholarship, but drugs ruined everything. I'd be like, "Oh, wow, sorry to hear that. I play volleyball. Not for a scholarship, though. See you around, okay?"
Okay. I see the...
Good.
The avenue that's happening here.
Absolutely. Once Wendell called me over while I was walking with a professor, or my advisor, and I didn't want to be rude, so I went over to say a quick hello and introduce my advisor. When we walked away, my advisor was pretty clearly horrified and asked why Wendell knew me by name. I explained our little friendship. He said the homeless in this city weren't like the homeless in my smaller town back home. I figured he was being elitist, and I think he could tell I hadn't taken him seriously, because after we'd dropped the subject, just before I left, he reiterated that I shouldn't forge friendships with the homeless population in the city, or even give them money, because the chronically homeless, like the ones on the streets enough that you can get to know them, tended to have criminal or addictive histories. I was surprised because my advisor is usually pretty progressive and compassionate, so I appealed to him with, "Wendell's a victim of a post-capitalist society, and all the other things I learned in his very own classes." But he wasn't having any of it. Basically saying, however Wendell became chronically homeless, now he was, and I should act accordingly. So my professor strongly implored me not to continue even talking to Wendell at all. I kind of shook my head thinking, okay, boomer. And if anything, felt fortified by the warning. Like it was a confirmation that I was a radical doing the right thing. Leading a new path, breaking down barriers, bettering society. I got closer to Wendell and shared more about my life with him. But the very next time I talked to Wendell, he was really irritable and distant, and I wasn't sure why, until he said, "So your boyfriend, you two live together or what?" And I had no idea what he's talking about. I said, "What boyfriend?" And he said, "The guy I met from yesterday you were walking down the street with." And I laughed, explaining it wasn't my boyfriend, it was just my academic advisor.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he wasn't irritable anymore. He was as chatty as he'd ever been. I probably should have taken that as a red flag, but I didn't think about Wendell much at all then. I only saw him once or twice a week, and only for a few minutes. It was around then that Wendell started bringing me gifts. I'd pass him and he'd have a flower for me or a metal machine piece.
Aww.
I never refused because I figured it was a means of preserving his dignity when accepting money, like with his opera singing. One of my roommates did remark on the flower once, and when I explained, she said it was weird. I thought she was also just being elitist, and that I was enlightened, bridging the class divide, and superior to her neoliberal paranoia. I mean, come on, it was just a flower. My advisor clocked all this, so brought it up with me again a while later, saying he was worried I was being manipulated. I tried to tell him about Wendell's opera singing and impressions and how he even almost went to college, but then I remembered the reason he lost his baseball scholarship, and I stopped short. Looking at it through that lens kind of made me reconsider the whole thing. I thought about what my professor had said, sparing the details. We did talk for like half an hour, and I finally connected the dots that Wendell did have a history of drug use, and he sometimes mentioned how a previous girlfriend overreacting to something he'd done had derailed his life, besides the drugs. So I decided maybe I should think about distancing myself a little. But very shortly after, the pandemic hit and classes went virtual. So to save on rent, I went home to my parents' house. Still in the state, but not near campus at all. About 3 weeks into being home, I was watching a friend's Insta story when I heard Wendell singing opera in the background, and I thought, "Oh, I forgot about him. Hope he's doing alright." And that was that. I kept watching different stories. Later that night, something about the story kind of stuck in my gut. It had popped into my mind a few times subconsciously and I ignored it, but it kept coming back, so I decided to go and watch it again. That's when I realized my friend's video wasn't from our college town. It was from my much smaller hometown, which is nowhere near my college. That freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I figured everyone moved when the pandemic hit. My town isn't that small. It isn't that far from the college. It was probably a coincidence. Yeah. I really wanted to mention it to my parents, but they had always warned me against talking to homeless people. Besides, like, can I buy you a meal? So I felt too embarrassed to explain the situation to them. Especially since it was probably a coincidence, and I would sound so conceited if I were like, he definitely followed me because aren't I just so great that he's probably obsessed with me?
Oh my gosh.
We have a type 1 diabetic in the family, so we took quarantining very seriously. I figured I'll never see him anyways, I'm not going out anytime soon, it doesn't matter where he is. And nothing happened. Well, one thing. A girl from my high school who also ended up at my college called me, and in summary said, "This is gonna sound really weird, but I feel like I should say something."
Oh no.
"I was downtown and a beggar asked me about you. Like, specifically you. He knew you were on club volleyball, he knew your major. I didn't tell him anything, but I thought you should know." I was pretty alarmed at first, because how would he know that I know this girl? But once we talked, I learned she'd been wearing a sweatshirt from our college. So I thought about it and decided he probably saw that sweatshirt, figured she might know me from college since we were both from this town, and was just trying to find out how I was doing. I thought it was sweet, also a little weird, but he was a little weird, and that was part of the charm. I thanked her, but told her not to worry about it. Besides, I wasn't in town much longer anyways. I decided to go live back near campus. It was impossible to get my coursework done with my whole family around all day.
That makes sense.
So I went back to campus a while later. Didn't think about Wendell at all. Until I saw him back on the same corner, just a week after I returned to campus. And that's where we're going to stop for today. We're going to make this a two-parter. Sorry.
But I need to know.
You will find out tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
We'll get you tomorrow.